Good morning.
Are you full of the art fairs, you know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I worked yesterday at the Michigan Theater's nonprofit booth down on Nonprofit Row on Liberty. And there, the people watching was sublime. Even that early in the art fair, I have already seen my first dog that needs some water. I've already seen my first sort of Ann Arbor traditional art on a stick, as they say. Art fair is great. And the Michigan, so that was just down at our nonprofit booth, was seeing all of that.
Well, exactly right. And by the way, don't take your dogs downtown on the cement.
Don't take your dog to art fair.
Right.
They're cute, but man, their little paws, they got to hurt so bad.
Exactly right. But, you know, with this heat, a great way to cool off is to head up the Michigan Theater.
To the Michigan
it's cool
Theater.
Inside. You get beers and brats.
Yes, and we keep the bathrooms clean. We give the community.
It hadn't even occurred to me, but that's so important, isn't it?
You don't even know. The community gives back to us so much. So we like to say around art fair time, this is our way of giving back to the community by keeping the air cranked and keeping the bathrooms clean. And you can just come by. We won't say no if you want to buy a bottle of water while you're inside, or a beer or a brat. But yeah, just come on down and stop by.
I highly recommend the water.
Oh, absolutely. And we also have organ concerts every day at 1:30. So that's another good time. You know, come by.
And it's just nice and cool.
And dark. And you can cool off. I mean, I know we keep saying you can cool off, you can cool off. But it's going to be a scorcher. So just come on in and say hi, and everybody will be there, and we'll all be in our
art fair
finest.
Did more people than normal stop by yesterday with the heat?
It seemed about the same as most art fairs. I mean, compared to any other Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
If you're going down there, you want to see it as much as you can. You know?
That's right. Well, I mean, I can't even imagine. I was surprised by how many people I saw. You know, it's a Wednesday. Where are all these people coming from? They're taking the day off work, you know, and they're coming down to shop for some art and do some people watching and have a lemon slushy. You know, it's art fair.
Well, even though the art fairs are ongoing, and we hope you go down and you participate in the manner in which you choose, movies are going to be available. But before we get to exactly what's opening up, let's talk about a little Hollywood news. Comic-Con is coming up, and this is one of your favorites.
So some of your listeners may remember that last year I was super, super excited to talk about Comic-Con, and I was so excited to talk about it. I talked about it the wrong week. It was a week later, but I was so excited. I just really wanted to talk about it. So this year I at least got the dates right. It runs today, the 18th, through Sunday, the 21st.
And some people might say, well, what's that have to do with movies? It's about comics. Well, you know what? People are learning to open their movies here.
So Comic-Con is really the largest popular culture convention in the U.S. Last year, about 100...
It's like Star Trek on steroids. You know,
yes, it's crazy. About 130,000 people attended last year. And there's panel discussions and presentations. So here's a little snippet for you. There's panel discussions about toys, entertainment law and forensic psychology during a zombie apocalypse, superhero film music, gender in comic books, and that's just today. They have a gazillion panel discussions, you're absolutely right, David. It has turned into a place where geeks of all kinds come.
And you
to,
say that affectionately.
Absolutely. I'm one of them, obviously, or I wouldn't be so excited about Comic-Con. You know, they...
Self-awareness is everything.
That's right. I'm proud. A geek and proud. That's right. Movie premieres or sneak previews or exclusive clips will premiere at Comic-Con. And publicists and filmmakers are using it as a springboard to start their publicity. And they're very careful about it. So things like the latest installment from the Hunger Games trilogy, Catching Fire, the new version of Carrie starring Chloe Grace Moretz and Julianne Moore is going to premiere.
That better be good, because the first one really was good.
Oh, it looks really good. I mean, they're both very, very fine actors, so I think it's going to be really, it's going to be solid.
Is there a way to follow Comic-Con, from our little remote place here in Ann Arbor?
Well, I'm sure you can follow them on Twitter, and you know, you can get the Comic-Con app and check out their whole schedule. I don't know if I would ever go. That's a lot of people to be in one convention hall, and I am kind of a recluse, so I don't.
That's like going to Michigan Stadium every Saturday.
Absolutely, except with more cosplay,
and more
people
costumes,
in crazy
right?
costumes. Exactly.
Well, tell me about Low Winter Sun. This is going to be one of our options this weekend.
So this is a really cool event. It's actually not until Monday, July 29th. But it starts at 8 p.m. and it's a free event. The Michigan Theater is super fortunate to have gotten in on this premiere of the pilot episode of Low Winter Sun, which is premiering on AMC later in the fall.
So it's actually a television show.
Yep, it's a one-hour pilot of a television show. And it's a gritty crime drama that is set in and shot in Detroit. And it's all about the it's all about Detroit and how it's very the word I want is escaping me.
Is it about decay in spirit?
Yes, but also it's, you know, but it's a crime drama, so it's the juxtaposition of the, you know, the kind of the bad side and then the spirited side. It stars Mark Strong, who was in Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. He was in one of my favorite movies from a couple years ago, The Guard. He was also in The Young Victoria and Zero Dark Thirty. It also stars Lenny James, who has recently been on The Walking Dead. And Mark and Lenny, as well as the show's producer, are going to be at the theater for a Q&A after the screening.
I assume tickets are being sold in advance?
No, it's free.
It's free?
It's completely free. We aren't giving out tickets. You just show up. It's first come, first served.
How beautiful.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's Monday, July 29th at 8 p.m.
You know, some people might disagree, but free is my favorite four-letter word.
Free is good.
Yes, absolutely. Well, more immediately, what are my options this weekend? I know The Way, Way Back is available to me, which is supposed to be spectacular.
The Way, Way Back is getting spectacular reviews all across the specialty film circuit. It premiered at Sundance this year, and it's a coming-of-age story about a 14-year-old boy, and he is forced to go on summer vacation with his mom and her overbearing boyfriend and his daughter.
No, that's Toni Collette and Steve Carell,
yes,
which seems like a great pairing.
The mom and the overbearing boyfriend. And the young man is really not having a good time. He's struggling to fit in, and he befriends the manager of a water park, who's played by Sam Rockwell, who we also all love. And it's sort of how he comes into his own. You know, it's your traditional coming-of-age story, but it's just getting great reviews. It looks spectacular. And that opens at the Michigan Theater tomorrow on Friday.
And everybody seems to love Ryan Gosling these days. He has a new one, Only God Forgives.
It's directed by the same director as Drive. And Ryan Gosling plays a respected figure in the criminal underworld of Bangkok. And he runs a boxing club and a smuggling ring with his brother. And his brother is suddenly murdered, and Ryan Gosling's mother, who is played by Kristen Scott Thomas,
and is actually the crime lord.
She is the boss. She's the crime boss. She tries to convince Ryan Gosling's character to bring the body back home, and it looks gritty and brutal and awesome. And that opens on Friday at the State Theater downtown.
On the lighter side, Kristen Wiig has a new movie.
She does. It's called Girl Most Likely, and she stars as a struggling playwright whose promise has fizzled, and so she decides to, it's sort of a traditional story, right? You fake your own death to see how many people love you. So she does that, but when...
Is this a common occurrence?
That's right. Well, sure. I mean, doesn't everyone do that? So she's forced, when it comes to light that she's still alive, she's forced into the care of her estranged gambling addict mother, who's played by Annette Bening. It also stars Matt Dillon and Darren Criss, who just recently played a sold-out show at the Michigan Theater as part of Sonic Lunch. So that looks pretty funny.
So those are your options downtown.
Yep, that's your downtown options. That also opens on Friday at the State.
Now, at the multiplex, some of the potentially or planned blockbusters may or may not turn out that way, but they're coming. A big special effects movie, RIPD.
RIPD is the story of a veteran sheriff played by Jeff Bridges.
Who I love.
Oh, Jeff Bridges is fantastic. But the RIPD tracks monstrous spirits who are cleverly disguised as ordinary people. At first, when I saw RIPD, I thought Rhode Island Police Department, but apparently RIPD. He's assigned to a former rising star detective who's played by Ryan Reynolds, and they uncover a plot that could end life as we know it. And so that opens on Friday at the multiplex.
The Conjuring, kind of a horror story that seems to harken back to the good old days of horror, like The Exorcist.
Yeah, I'm excited about The Conjuring. It tells the true story of Ed and Lorraine Warren. They are the paranormal investigators who the film and the book, The Amityville Horror, is based on. These are the real people. And they're played by Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, who are both really talented actors. So I think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, and you know, most of those movies you typically just write off
absolutely.
The bat. But But this has real potential and, right. and appeal. Well, there's also a lot of other options. Red 2 with Bruce Willis, John Malkovich, and Helen Mirren. Great cast. If you liked Red 1, you're going to love that.
Exactly.
And Girl Rising, 9 Extraordinary Girls, written by 9 celebrated writers and narrated by 9 renowned actresses. That, too, sounds great. So there's certainly a lot of options out there. We hope you'll go see the movies. Certainly hit up the Michigan Theater at the Art Fairs and cool off for a bit while you're downtown. Amanda, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Amanda Bynum, Program Director of the Michigan Theater, and you've been listening to another installment of Cinema Chat. You find it exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.